boy, it's not a great morning in Philadelphia, but we are going to make our way through. It is a John DeBella Show Daily Podcast. Happy Monday morning is probably not what you're experiencing, but that's okay. It's October 21st. It's Dave. All the best stuff from the show today to get you through. A brutal loss in primetime last night. I'm already sick of thinking about it, so let's just move on. The Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog is out. Did you get it? Of course you didn't, because nobody who's normal did. Four random facts, you'll get those. We shared them with Cindy Graham, as always. Freeze All Right Now was in Song Stories. We went through your morning must-haves and started classic rock concentration. We're doing it every morning, 7:40. 3 weeks of trying to get you down to Orlando on a vacation. Make sure you're tuned in. Make sure you print out our handy card online to follow along. And it's Monday morning, so we rounded up the stupid and thinned the herd. This is what it all sounded like. It is the Daily Podcast.
I mean, I'm feeling bright and sunny and all sorts of happy this morning. I don't know about you guys.
I'm fine. I'm alive.
Yeah.
Life's good. Our team sucks.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
life's good.
Our team's awful. I was serious with that text I sent you guys last night.
Which one?
Right, this after the second fumble. That turned into a yet another score.
There was a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah, happening. Yeah, yeah. Well, after that, I sent you both a text that said, "That's it, I'm done." All right.
I
literally rolled over and went to sleep.
I didn't watch the second half.
It was like there's
Steve didn't watch the fourth quarter.
I could see right then and there that this was turning out to be, you know, one of those games where, you know, you see it at the beginning and then you begin to realize this is never going to get better. But it never happened that early. You know, usually you got to wait until at least the second quarter. I didn't even wait until the sixth minute. All right, you know, within 5 minutes, I was like, that's it, I'm done.
It sucked.
It was bad.
You hand them 14 points immediately in their house. I mean,
right.
Come on.
Right. And somewhere, I watched something else. I came back. I checked the score. It was like 27-7 or 32. Yep. I don't know what the hell it was.
27-7 before the half.
I kicked
a 63-yard field goal before the half.
Get out.
Just to rub it in.
Guys, I don't even know what the final was. What was the final score?
37-10. 37-10.
Yeah,
it was the second worst loss in Doug's history.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What are you, a dumbass?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
You know, this is the second time in a week I've been forced to talk about this, but once again, ladies and gentlemen, it is coming towards us. You know, and it's like, can I please get through the next holiday before you start planning for two holidays away from here? And I'm talking about Christmas. But this is a fun yet ridiculous story to talk about.
All right.
Because the Neiman Marcus Christmas catalog, right, is coming out. All right. And this is what's going to make the 99.9% of America, right, rise up, go to the rich people's houses, and steal this crap. All right. This is one of the, Dave, you'll really like this, the James Bond Aston Martin.
Yeah.
Right. Seriously designed by Daniel Craig himself, along with a limited edition Omega watch. How much you think you get this little bargain for here?
Oh, God. With an Omega. Oh. Well, the Aston Martin alone is probably $200,000.
I'll say more than that.
I'll say, well, base model.
Okay.
I'm a base model guy.
All right.
$300,000.
$700,007.
Oh, a bargain.
See, it's like a lot of 007s, what they did there.
Okay. I love a novelty price.
Jump off a roof.
How about the chance to star in a makeup Instagram video by the makeup artist for Kim Kardashian?
Boy.
All right. So you're just going to be in the video, all right? That's all that's going to happen, all right? You know, you'll stand nothing else, just to be in the video with this guy.
You can wear a T-shirt and promote your brand.
Five grand.
$5,000?
Yeah.
Yeah, times that times 100.
Oh, wow.
Seriously?
He's a very handsome man. I've seen him.
Actually, $400,000.
Dude, stop.
$400,000. A luxury doghouse for $70,000. I know people who don't live in $70,000 houses. All right, and it comes with a video chat with Denise Richards.
Oh, that is what I want.
The worst Bond girl of all time.
It's these damn coastal elites, guys. Right. It's the coastal elites.
A Moët and Chandon vending machine.
Oh, okay.
It comes filled with 360 mini bottles of champagne. How much?
Let's just go with $100,000.
Yeah,
why not?
Go cheap. Yeah.
No, this is a bargain. It's $35,000.
Let's buy it.
And lastly, a Versace punching bag.
Oh boy. 90,000.
Why does this even exist?
Right. Well, the same reason why there are Versace boxing gloves. The bag is $1,550. The gloves, $32.75.
Punch me in the face.
What
with
is it
those.
Doing?
There's a comma in there, by the way. It's not $32.75. It's $3,275. Oh, God.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
It's time for those facts.
And now it's time for...
Random facts.
1, 2, 3, 4.
All right, Cindy, get us started.
Okay, Barbie has had more than 200 different jobs, including astronaut, doctor, rapper, and Canadian Mountie.
And Ken has never been able to be a Mountie.
Wow.
With Barbie.
Yeah.
He has no parts.
Yeah. Yeah. Pretty good. Pretty good is what you did there. A Samoan man is 56 times more likely to play in the NFL than an average American man.
We don't eat enough coconut.
Whatever it is.
That's awesome.
Dave?
The first actor to play James Bond was an American, Barry Nelson.
Really?
Yeah, and actually he played James Bond as an American agent, too. It was in the anthology series Climax in 1954.
Like
have you?
Yeah.
You big Climax fan?
Huge Climax fan.
Yeah, you have the whole collection at home, I'm sure. That was 8 years before the first Bond movie.
No, he's got two
movie.
Kids. They were part of the collection. And lastly this morning, only four acts have had a top 40 hit in the 80s, 90s, 2000s, and 2010s. Ready? Michael Jackson, okay. Madonna, U2, and Weird Al Yankovic.
Yes! Wow.
And Weird Al Yankovic. There are your...
Random facts.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You hard of hearing, sucker?
102.9.
Shut up, boo.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
Song Stories this morning being brought to us by Univest Bank, the definition of here to stay. That's univest.net. Andy Frazier was the bass player in the band Free. And at one time, one of the greatest record executives that ever lived was this guy, Chris Blackwell. He ran Island Records. Free was on Island Records. So was Robert Palmer. I mean, Chris Blackwell was responsible for a lot of music and a lot of artists. Well, it seems that when they came up with All Right Now, the band decided that this was a throwaway track. It wasn't worth anything. Mr. Blackwell had a different opinion.
It's a strange song because it was the most unlike us. It was the most superficial song we ever did. It was a throwaway. In fact, we tried to talk Island out of releasing it as a single. We really did. Well, we said, you can't be serious. It's like a two-chord trick with some teenage lyrics in there. And it was really a very mature band. This was one of the few arguments we let Blackwell win.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Silent Breed is people!
You damn dirty ape!
Philadelphia's Classic Rock 102.9.
Silent Green.
MGK.
By the way, apparently sleeping in and skipping work weren't options here. A new survey asked 2,000 Americans to name the top things they need in order to have the perfect morning. All right. These are their top answers. Well, and YouTube proved this one. Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
All right. A
top
good breakfast.
Mind. Yep.
Exercise. Meditation.
Nope.
No.
You're losing me now. Big
watching
time.
The news. No. Reading the news. No. That's what we're for. All right. A glass of juice or a smoothie. Okay. I'll go with that. All right. Yoga. Don't have that time. And my favorite. Listening to your favorite Ronick
hey.
Show. Like this one.
I found out.
Sing along.
Got 102.9 on my radio. John DeBella Show. John DeBella Show.
Right now, Lindsey Buckingham somewhere going, I didn't write it like that.
The John DeBella Podcast.
What is wrong with my radio? There's nothing wrong with your radio, ladies and gentlemen. The problem is here because we have Mickey Mouse engineering. That's what it is.
102.9 MGK.
Oh,
Catching the Herd.
If you're going to taunt the cops with a game of hide and seek, the least you could do is be good at hide and seek. There's a 42-year-old guy named Jason San Miguel in Wharton, Texas, and he was wanted on burglary charges. And last Friday, a cop called him to tell him, turn yourself in. Jason responded by telling the cop, and I'm quoting, no way you will ever find me.
Wow.
Okay.
That's bold.
Took the cops 2 hours to find him, and prove him wrong. They spotted his car in his driveway, went into the house, went up in the attic. There he was.
Nice.
He's now facing between 5 and 10 years in prison for felony burglary. Where's that button? There we go. Thank you.
A 26-year-old Joshua Moser, he is from Valparaiso, Indiana. He lost his job at the KFC on Wednesday. So what do you do when you get fired from a job? You stab somebody. Grab the knife and went after his boss. So the other employees were able to take him down, but he did manage to stab his boss in the arm and the hand. Then he went outside, slashed his boss's tires, and took off. Where did he go, you may ask? He went to McDonald's down the street.
Oh, I was going to say Chick-fil-A.
Yes, he left KFC and went right to the McDonald's. He was arrested and charged with aggravated battery, causing serious bodily injury, intimidation with a deadly weapon, criminal mischief, and possession of paraphernalia.
In the Herd.
Over to you, Dave.
This is sort of like a 2019 equivalent of banging a broom onto the ceiling because your neighbors are being too loud.
Okay.
A guy in Phoenix was angry Sunday night because the people were hooting and hollering upstairs. So he went up, he banged on their door and told them to quiet down, but they didn't answer. So he went back downstairs, grabbed his gun, and got really loud, shooting it into the ceiling. Unfortunately, I guess he hit a beam or something because one of the bullets ricocheted down into his face.
Oh, God.
He was taken to the hospital in critical condition and nobody else was injured. Charges may be pending.
In the Herd.
Lastly this morning, there's a 31-year-old guy named Richard Decker from Vernon, New Jersey. Dick Decker.
I love it.
Dick Decker from Vernon, New Jersey. And in August, he started contacting local farms with a simple request. He wanted permission to get it on with their cows and horses.
All right.
He called people asking for this.
This is Jersey?
Right? Believe it or not, the farmers turned him down.
Uh-huh.
Okay? He kept asking for months. So he got his revenge by putting homemade metal spikes into the driveway to pop their tires. All right. It took a while, but the cops finally made the connection between Richard's request and the popped tires, and he was arrested last week. He's facing 22 charges, including attempting to intimidate sexual conduct with an animal, sexual conduct with an animal, threatening possession of a destructive device, and harassment. Right, because we needed and harassment.
In the Herd.
The one time the cow bomb boom might have been inappropriate.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I can't hear anything. I think it's gone.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
I can't hear a thing you're thinking.
102.9.
Isn't that great? Isn't that wonderful?
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.